Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Yerushalmi, daf Ches, the last daf here in the first perek. As we continue, semi-agadata, it's not really agadata in the normal sense, but it's a little, we might call it a little lighter than regular Yevamos issues, as we had the story of Rabbi Dosa yesterday and his brother, who held like Beis Shammai, and the Chachamim had to leave until he said that, no, I have a Mesorah going back all the way to Chagai HaNavi. Chagai HaNavi sat on this rock, and he was made these three things about the Misora of these halachas. Number one, that Tzoras Habas is Tinasi Lekuhuna, meaning we pass in like Beis Hillel, and there is no need for Chalitza, and if Chalitza is done, then it's meaningless anyway, so you can marry a Kohen. Amon and Moav are Maaser Meiser Ani during Shemitah, right, because we don't know what that Meiser is supposed to be, because there's usually no Meisers during Shemitah. And the third, which is what we're up to now, Geire Tadmur, Arksherin Lavo Bakoho. The Gerim of Tadmor are allowed to marry in. We don't assume they're Mamzerim. What would be the Chash that they're Mamzerim? Maybe there is a Shita out there that says that if a Goy lives with a Jewish woman, the baby's Jewish, but maybe he's a Mamzer. So maybe the Mesorah is that maybe one idea is Geri Tadmor, there's no chash that any of them came from such a type of a relationship, or that's the Pnei Moshe, or even if they did, we don't passing like that there. We passing that the child is Jewish and not Mamzer. So either way, that's the Mesorah that was given. So now we pick up on the bottom of Zayin Beis relating to that halacha. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov Amar Makablan Gerim and Akarduyim Uminatad Morim. We accept Gerim from these two nations, these two places. Again, not worrying that they are Mamzerim. Rabbi Yevobishim, Rabbi Yochanan. You might say this is Vadai. We know Vadai. But we know the halacha is even Safik Mamzer is Mutter. Right, Mamzer Vadeh is Aser, but Safik Mamzer is Mutter. Right, that's the beginning of the first Shmaitza that talks about the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba about Safik Mamzer, about Safik Darabanan Lakula, itself being Daraisa Lachumra, itself being a Din Darabanan, is Safik Mamzer, is that a Makar, is that an exception? But either way, the Mesorah here is that you accept him and you don't assume there's any problem. Rabbi Yevobishim, Rabbi Yochanan, Masisa Amrkein. You get that impression from the Mishnah. Shegeri Tadmur Kasherim. You get the impression from the Mishnah that Geri Tadmur Akasher. Why? Which Mishnah? The Mishnah in Nida. Tamanta Ninan. We learned the Mesechas Nida. Kalaksamim Abba Mirekim Tahorim. Akesem. We know Dam Nida is in Avatoma. So what about a stain? A stain is a Durabanan. Midurabanan Chazal answered stains also being mitame, but only stains of Jewish blood. Non-Jewish blood, we're not gozer. So, says the Mishnah, any stain that comes from Rekim is tar. You could assume that they are all goyim if they come from Rekem, right? See, the Pnei Moshe, the Karbon Eidah here quotes, Kisme dam hanimsan bibegadim habami Rekem. Blood stains that are found on begadim that come from Rekem to Horim. Shelo gozru al kisme akum. Because we're not gozer on ksamim of a guy, because the Chazal assumed that the Jews would have also, either they're mostly goyim there, and even if there are some Jews, the Jews would have covered their stains and not let them out. And the seifa of that Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda mitame lafishen geirim v'toim. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he thinks they are Jewish, she'emiru daitam v'chulu, but the Mishnah then says, mibein ha'akum tahorim, any other non-Jewish area, tar, the stains are tar. Mashma, continue the carbon edah, filumi tarmud, right? Even from tarmud, tarmud is not listed as any exception. So tarmud must be included that the ksamim are tahar from tarmud. Shmamina, she'enon besafeg yisraelim, umakalam and geirim, you accept geirim from them. So back to the Gemara now. Tamatanina, kol ksamim habam, mirakam tahorim, hageri tarmud kisherim. The Mishnah there says, mibena akum tahorim, included in akum is tadmur. And therefore they're kasher. Rabbi Yaakov amr shmait shmuasa. Rabbi Yaakov actually says it's a discussion. Is a discussion amongst the Amoram as follows. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Chad Machshir, V'chad Mekabel. One opinion, one of them says, Machshir the Dam, and one was Mekabel them as Gerim. So which one, what could you learn from about the other halacha? So Manda Machshir, the one who says Machshir, the one who says that the Ksamim that come from there are Tar, then for sure he's saying that they're Goyim, and they're from Mekabel. Then you'd be able to be Mekabel. That's not an issue. But the other way, Manda Mekabel, the one that is Mekabel them to become Jewish, lo machshir. It doesn't mean that they're, their stains are not going to, because if you say you're makabel them, then it could be that they're Jewish, and therefore we're not machshir their dam, right? Makabel proves that he's not a mamzer, but maybe he holds Eved Vachma Babas Yisrael, is still, right, he holds that it's not a mamzer there, but the stains might still be tame, and therefore, you want to be machshir even if they are makabel. There are different other ways to understand this line. I was saying it one way based on the Pnei Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky's the Stipler's notes in the back. But we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara, once we're on the topic of yuchsin and tadmor, and if you accept them, so the Gemara gets into related issues. We know the last parak in Kiddushin talks about the parak asar yuchsin. There are different levels of yuchsin. When Ezra Sofer started sending people back, he didn't go back right away, like Nehemiah, right? He didn't go back right away. He stayed. The Gemara in Megillah says that his Rebbe Baruch Ben Neriah was still in Bavel, so he didn't want to leave his Rebbe, who was very, very old. So he sent people back. So he wanted, though, to separate and have different groups of yichus. So if you look in the Gemara, the Gemara in the Bavli on Daf Ayin Aleph in Kiddushin says that the ones that went back to Eretz Yisrael first were the ones without proper yichus, and in Bavel remained all the ones that had perfect yichus. Says the Gemara there in Kiddushin in the Bavli, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Lo Ala Ezra mi Bavel ad she asa'a kisoles nikia. He didn't go up from Bavel until he made Bavel into a fine flour, soles nikia, right? In terms of yichus, says the va'ala, and then they went up, and then he went up. Ulekla padisa, and then they talk a little bit more about that that idea of the yichus. But the Gemara here is wondering, what are the borders of Bavel regarding their yichus? Bavel is located, Rashi says there, and the Karbonet here quotes it, that Bavel was between two Naharos Gadolim, two big rivers. The Pras, the Euphrates River on the southwest, the Chidekel, the Tigris River on the northeast. So between that was Bavel, and that was all Miuchas. What about beyond the Chidekel? Beyond the Chidekel, what's the border that's also included in Bavel in terms of Yuchsin? So Biosi Rabun, Bashem Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, Bavel Yuchsin Ad Nahar Zrok. Until the Nahar Zrok, which is, farther out. Biosi Rabun Amar Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Ad Nahar Zrok, Rucharana Amar Ad Nahar Vanai. A different border. Rabbi Huda Amar Bein Hanaharos Kigola Yuchsin. Between the Naharos is like Gola. Gola here, Carbonada says, means Pumpedisa, which was the ultimate in terms of Yuchsin. Between the rivers, at a high level of Yuchus. Rabbi Hanina broke up his shame. Rabbi Yehuda Bnei Mesha Lochashu Lahu Elamishim Savich Halalos. The people from Mesha, the Chachamim, assumed were only Suffolk Halalos, not in terms of Mamzerim, but they were worried about Halalos. Why? Because the people from Mashna of a Kohanim, Shesham, Lokpito, Alagrushos, the Kohanim there were not Machpit about Marin Grushos, and therefore the Shalshim would be Halalos, right? The Isra of Grushal Kohen is an Isra Daraisa, not like Chalutz Kohen, which we discussed recently, which was, this is an Isra Drabanan. But Grushal Kohen is an Isra Daraisa, it's a Pasuk and Parshas Emor. So says the Gemara that the people of Mesha were not Machpit for that Isra, and therefore their children were Safek Chalalos. Taman in Bavel, Karyan LeMesha Mesa. In Bavel, they used to call the Yichus of Mesa, dead. What does dead mean? Mesha and Mesa, right? The Carbonate says Lashon Nofel al Lashon. It's a word game. Klomerheim Kemesim, why? Shehin Mamzerim Gemurim. Not just Chalalim. They hold their Mamzerim issue, Vasirim Lava Bakal. They wouldn't be able to marry Bakal. So LaMesha, the people in Bavel, they thought that Mesha was worse. LaMadai, Madai, Chole. They called Madai ill. What's ill? That means that most of the people in Madai were Ksherim, Amiyut were Psulim, but just like most Cholim get better, so too most of the people in Madai had good Yichus. Says the Kamarneda, Shesveko saying, Kecholim, Sheruvan Lachaim, Umiyutan, Lamisa. But Elam, Vigavchai, these places, Gosisos. They used to call them Gosisos. Why? Because most of the people there did not have proper Yichus, and therefore Gosis, just like the Chazal say, Rov Gosis and Lamisa, so too the people of Chelem, Elam, and Gavchai. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll make a comment about that. Chevel Yama, Techelta de Bavel, the Chevel Yama, that area is like the Tcheles, it's the amazing. Tcheles is fine, fine colored wool, it's the Tcheles of Bavel. Shunya should be. Shunya, Avnaya, Gavchaya, suit Saraya. Tchelta de Chevel Yama. So Chevel Yama is the best of Bavel, and these cities are the best of Chevel Yama. Period. Okay, so there is the Gosisos, that line of Rov Gosis in Lemisa, right, that comes from Maseches Machos, right? The Maseches Machos, the beginning of Maseches Machos, which is all about the halachas of Avelis, the Maseches Machos starts off, Hagoses, how are you, Kachai Lechaldavar? Right, Goses, we treat as a live person. Rov Gosis in are going to die, because they're in the throes, they're in the process of death, but he's goes to the whole davar. You can't shorten his life at all. We've discussed in the past that somehow there was a brisa that got stuck into the beginning of Maseches Machos before Perek Rishon. Right? Maseches Machos is in the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah, but with the other Maseches Ketanos, Avos Rebbi Nasan, Maseches Ofrim. So there, right before the beginning of Maseches Machos, we have this brisa. Vahiba chatzi alayla v'Hashem yikoko b'char beres Mishrayim. It was the middle of the night. Hashem smote, right? Makas b'chor, rose fixiv kili kol b'chor b'yom akosi kol b'chor. But it also says kili b'yom akosi kol b'chor. So was it b'chatzi alayla or was it b'yom? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ava b'shiko sa makas maves mechatzi alayla. Even though Hashem smote them at midnight, ha'isa nafsham mifarperes b'hem araboker. But their nefesh, they didn't die until the morning. They didn't die until the morning. Marshal Hedyon Omer Nathata Pasla Nar Hodaso. Hashem wanted the Jews to see B'nai Yisrael die. Avagadish Baruch Hu Omer Odia Labanai Hamisa Hamishatekes Hazos Sheson Ehem Heich Mesimba. Ela Tishmar Nafshol Samad Aboka Kedesh Yiru Banai Bison Ehem. And then it goes into Hagoseis Vechulu. So ask the Nachos Yaakov at the bottom of the Maseches Machos, what is this doing here? What does this have to do with anything? We're going to get to Hilchos Goseis. We're talking about Makas Bachoros. So Venir Ali, he says, let me explain. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes says, there's a certain heretic, Esther B'Avo, if your God is a Kohen, and it says, V'Yichali Truma, so when he buried Moshe, what was he tovelin? Right? And if you want to say water, there's not enough water. Oh, he was tovelin fire. Okay, that's the Gemara. Tosfos there asks, why this min only ask Rabbi Avohu, what did Hashem tovelin? Why didn't he ask him, how could he be Mitami in the first place? There's an Isser of Tumah LaKohen. Right, so that's Tosfos Kasha. Hello, Kasha Lehech Nitmati. So Nikro Banim Lamakom. It's Hashem's relative, one of the seven relatives. Banim Lamakom. Ulefize. Now the Nachos Yaakov says, okay, what about Makas Bachoros? Makas Bachoros. Hashem Hiko Kol Bachar. Right, the Egyptians are not Banim Lamakom. They have Selam Elokim, but they don't have Banim Lamakom. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan here in the Brice is answering. That the Mitzrayim didn't die till the next morning. Hashem smote them at night, but they didn't die till the next morning. And that's the beginning of Maseches Machos. Hagoses Harukah Chayil Chodavar. And if there goes into the morning, they're not dead yet. And if there's no Tumas Kohenim, and that's the beginning of Maseches Machos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Afal pi, the Mishnah had said, even the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about Saras Erva, but they married each other. So now the Braisa expands on that. Even Beisham Esil had all of these following machlokas, which is all about serious arayas issues. Bitzaras, that's the one here. Uba Achios, that's the Mishnah coming up in a couple of dafim, Adafi Adalin. Case of two brothers, four brothers, two of them married two sisters, and then the two brothers die. So the sisters, technically they're coming from two different brothers. So they're not Achos I Erva. But they're achazukukaso. It's a machlokas in Beisham Esil. Ubeget yashan. What's a get yashan? An old get. That's the case where a person wrote a get, and then he was misyached with his wife between the ksiv and the nesina. So are we choshes that maybe they were together and there was a break in the tzivui and the das of the baal? So is there a problem of the get yashan? That's a machlokas Beisham Esil Maseches Gittin. Ubesafeg eishes ish. That refers to mi'un. Kiddushe mi'un. Beis Shammai says mi'un is only allowed if there was only erisin. Once there's nisuin, no more mi'un. And Beis Hillel says, of course there's mi'un. But why is that's called suffik eishes ish? Because at any point that she does mi'un, she undoes the marriage. Umi mekadish b'shev apruta. And the first mission kiddushin. Beis Hillel says, what's the minimum shir a chasan has to give? A kala? Shev apruta. Beis Shammai says, no, more than that. Dinar. Also a machlokas. If somebody divorces his wife and then has yichud with her again, right? It's kind of like get yashan, but that was before the get was given. This is after. So do we assume that there was another maisebia and the gerishin was undone? Or the ha'isha, the carbonate takes this out because it's the same exact case as before, but we'll read it. Ha'isha miskadesh is bediner b'shavadiner. Right? It's the same thing with pruta and pruta. This is b'shamay shita. So even though you have all of these machlokos, lo nimnu b'shamay milisi nashami b'silo, v'lo b'silo mi b'shamay. They didn't stay away from each other. They intermarried with each other. Ela noagin, noagin be'emes u'bishalom. Right? They had truth and peace. Shneamar vo'emes va'ashalom a'ehavu. Right? Pasuk in Zechariah. Emes and shalom. So now the Gemara says, very nice. They married each other. Sounds amazing. But al-pi halacha, it was Mamzeris issues here. Mamzeris ben Tayyim, Batam Rahachin, you could say, oh, it's beautiful and wonderful and amazing. There's suffering Mamzeris issues. Each one of them, in certain cases, hold that the other one is a Mamzer. Hey, Chavida, take the case of Kiddushin, because here it works in both directions, right? Both directions. Rabbi Beis Hillel says, Pruta is enough for a wedding. And Beis Shammai says, no, it has to be more, a dinar. So what about this case? Kiddush, Harishon, B'Shavar Pruta, Vashini, B'dinar. A man goes over and is Mekadish, a woman with a Shavar Pruta. And the next day he goes over to another woman and is Mekadish with a dinar. So now what? And he lives with both women. You got a problem here. Because one of these marriages is a good marriage and the other one is not a marriage and any children will be Mamzerim. The second one worked, because the first one, he didn't give a dinar. So the second one, Favad Mamzer min Arishon. And if he lives with the first woman and has a baby, that baby is a Mamzer. He's married to the first one. And if he's married to the first one, so then if he has a Vavad Mamzer min Asheni, right, he's not married to the second one, and therefore there would be a Mamzer from that relationship. So either way, you're stuck. So how can you say they married each other? There's Mamzeris issues. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, Modim Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel Chumrin. Really, Beis Shammai said their shita in the Beis Medrash. But when it came to it, whenever there was that Beis Shammai was Lakula, they were Machmer like Beis Hillel. They were Machmer like Beis Hillel. So let's say the case of Tzaras Erva. Case of Tzaras Erva, what Beis Shammai says, Tzaras Erva is allowed to do Yibam, they never did. Beis Shammai said, do Chalitza. They never allowed the kula in all these cases. So there's no worry for Beis Hillel. There won't be any issues of Mamzeris. So the Gemara says, okay, that explains one direction. Me'ata, we're going to flip the gears here. Me'ata, Beis Hillel, Yesu Nashimi Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel can marry women from Beis Shammai. De'inun modi luhun. Because Beis Shammai is really moda to Beis Hillel l'maisa. And there's no issues of Mamzeris. Ubeishamai lo yisur nashim beis hillel, but Beishamai shouldn't be able to be married women from Beis Hillel. The less in the modi because Beis Hillel isn't lemaisa like Beishamai. So it should only work in one direction, not two. So Beis Hillel is okay, but not Beishamai. So Rabbi Hila, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, elu ve'elu kahalacha yosim. What does that mean? Elu ve'elu kahalacha yosim. So the carbon eddy here says, everybody was machmer like both shittas. Everybody did one lachumra. Not just Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. Or others say the Pnei Moshe here says, Chaim Kanievsky, no. Kahalacha Yosin, this is maybe post-Baskol, as B'Hashem will talk about soon. Kahalacha Yosin, and therefore, they all accepted Beis Hillel. Meaning Beis Shammai said their Shita, but once Beis Hillel was accepted, they went like Beis Hillel. And therefore, there's nothing to worry about. That there's no issues of Mamzerus that Beis Shammai would be worried about because it is a Psak Halacha from Shamayim that we pass on like Beis Hillel. We'll get back to that. Fine. Says the Gemara, Im Kalacha Yosin, really? Right? Let's say like the second shot we said. They accepted like Beis Hillel. But what about the following? There's a Mishnah in Mikvos that said Beferish, that they did not accept Beis Hillel. Right? Beda Taninan. Right? In the case, the following Mishnah in Mikvos. What's the Mishnah in Mikvos? There was a case of a mikvah that was too small, so they did hashaka to another mikvah, right? They connected it with a pipe to another mikvah. Beis Hillel says, you could have a very small pipe connecting the two. Kishvoferes hanod. A very small pipe you could have. And the Mishnah says there that Beis Shammai heard about this and they broke down the wall between the two mikvahs. Because Beis Shammai says it has to be rove of the wall that's connected. Right? Shalchu lehem Beis Shammai. Right, I'll read from the Mishnah, the beginning of that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Maisa b'shokes Yehu." There was a certain trough, a pipe of Yehu. Shaisa b'Yerushalayim. Vaisa nekuva kishvaferes anod, and it was connected like shvaferes anod, like Beis Hillel Shita. For you kol ataros shibirushalayim nasos agaba. And all the time, it was a very well-known place, and they did a lot of tefillah there. All the taros in Yerushalayim were done with this. And now we pick up in the Argamara. V'shalchu lehem Beis Shammai upechasua. Beis Shammai smashed it and made the break, the connection between them much bigger. So you see, Beis Shammai didn't accept Beis Hillel. What are you talking about? Answer, that was before. Right before the acceptance of Beis Hillel, maybe by Tabasco, before the acceptance, that's where this story took place in Mikvos. Right? Beis Shammai, acted based on their own shita. But Mishaba Maisa, Eitzel, Beis Hillel, Bohayu Beis Shammai Nogunbo. This could mean before, the Basco, or it could be before they actually knew. Meaning before there was a Lamaisa case. Before they had a Lamaisa case with the Beis Hillel, they said like their own shita. But Mishaba Maisa, Eitzel, Beis Hillel, once Beis Hillel said a certain halachin, certain case, Lohayu Beis Shammai Nogunbo, then Beis Shammai had stopped. Amar Rav Mari Yos, I think this is correct. Why? Matanina Timu Taros Lamafreya. When they said that Beis Shammai was Mitame, the Taros that were used in that showcase, Lamafreya, that's only in the past. Before they held like Beis Hillel. But lo mikano lahaba, once it was accepted that they go like Beis Hillel, so then nothing more has to be done. Beis Shammai accepted. Period. Again, there's more there by Mikvos. But we'll continue for now. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Amar Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Elav Eluk Halacha Yosin. One of them said, like we said before, right? They accepted to go like Beis Hillel. The Chad Amar, no. Eluk Hilchasam, Eluk Hilchasam. No, there's another sheet that says, no. What do you mean? Beis Shammai were takifs. Beis Shammai were strong. They never accepted Beis Hillel, right? Eluk Hilchasam, Eluk Hilchasam. They each like went their own shita. But if that's true, then how they marry each other? So now we're now back to the original question. Mamzeris bein Taya batamar hachin. So how do you say that there's mamzeris? If you say that they were machber on each other, or they accepted each other's, everybody accepted Beis Hillel, fine. But if not, what do you do about mamzeris issues? Answer, hamakom mishamer v'lo ora maisame olam. Hashem took care of it. Hashem took care of it. Sel, poshib shad of the Yerushalmi is that it was like b'derech neis. No ask, no tell. Right? That's it. No. And Hashem was like, lo mevi takala, abahemta shal tzadikim. They were both l'shem shamayim. And therefore there was nothing to worry about. Hashem took care of it. The Bavli on Daf Yadal says, no. You know how they, married each other? Because they let each other know if there was any family history with any of these cases. Was there a get yashan? Was there a tzaras erva? Meaning they let each other know. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to put the Yerushalmi in the Bavli, right? Seems to say there's no machlokas here. So Irem Eolam Shenasu Achas Hashnei B'machlokas U'Mikomakom Tzorach Lomar Tisomchen Hayu Shahiyu Yu Modien Osam. Sounds like he's not ready to accept such a miracle. Look, it could be an extension of, we know the halacha is, as we mentioned before, Vade Mamzer Zasar Safik Mamzer. So maybe it's miraculous, but if you take the Yerushalmi Kipshuta, it's not so miraculous because it's based on the halacha. Based on the halacha of Safik Mamzer. And the Chiddush maybe here is that you don't have to ask, and Hashem, you know, helped out in these cases. Okay, fine. Ka'ada detani, like the following, Kolarotzer, as you might remember this from other Gemaras, the beginning of Bavli and Erevin, Kolarotzer lachmar last will know. Where do you see that Beis Shammai, you're allowed to go like Beis Shammai, and they didn't all accept the following. Ka'ada detani, Kolarotzer lachmar last will know, Kachorme Beis Shammai, Kachorme Beis Hillel, Alzeh, Ne'emar, Vaksil, Bachoshach Olech. If you want to just be a machmir man, you go like the chumers of Beis Shammai, the chumers of Beis Hillel, that's a fool. Haksil b'choshech olach, you're going in the darkness. Some say this is only where the chumers contradict each other, and others say no. Even so, just parling on chumers is not appropriate. Kukule elu ve'elenik arasha. If you pick the coolest from both, that's a rasha. That's wicked. You can't do that. Ela o kediver Beis Shammai, kukulein ukechumreon, o kediver Beis Hillel, kukulein ukechumreon. You got to pick a shita and take their kulas and their chumers. But what do you see from there? That there's an option of doing like Beis Shammai. Kukulein ukechumreon. So you see, there is an opinion like that. Hada de Tamar, but maybe this is all. Actually, lost his baskol. Before the baskol erevin in the Bavli Daf Yud Gimel, where the baskol went out and said, right, elu ve'elu, as the Gemara is going to quote in a second, but Beis Hillel's the halacha. Hada yemash lo yasa baskol. Ava mishi yasa baskol, olam halakha divir Beis Hillel. Halakha lovra, divir Beis Hillel, chayim misa. Not only is the halacha like Beis Hillel, but you're not allowed to go like Beis Shammai. It's not a regular shita dechuya. Like Chazal say elsewhere, Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, Eina Mishnah. It's a stronger nidche shita than other shitos dechuyos. And therefore, Chayamisa, like the language of the Gemara, like Rabbi Tarfon in the beginning of Shas. Tani, Yatza Baskel V'yamra, Elu V'elu Dibre L'kim Chayim, Aval Halacha K'Beis Hillel, Le'olam. La'olam, that word is not in the Erevin. And remember, the beginning of Erevin has a background that they argued for years. Right, they argued at ears, and these said, well, I'm right, and these said, I'm right. Until the Baskel went out and said, Halacha is like Beis Hillel. And also, the Bavli also adds why. Right. Why was Beis Hillel Zocha? They got the halacha like them. Because they were humble and meek. And they studied Beis Shammai's words also. They even studied Beis Shammai's words before their own. Right? And it's not just humility as a schar, but it could be, as again, we've mentioned in the past, they studied the other person's words and they still showed their own shita. That really shows conviction. That shows a tremendous conviction. And this is a huge topic of what Elu ve'Elu means, multiple truths in halacha. We've had shiurim about that in the past. We don't have time to get back to that now. Pechan Yatza Basko, where did the Basko go? Unusual question. Where did they hear the Basko? Rabbi B'Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, B'Yavne Yatza Basko. One of the times they were in Yavne. Remember in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, in the Bavli, the 10 places where the Sanhedrin was, twice they were in Yavne. So, says the Gemara, that's where the Basko came out. Hadra L'Perach HaMisha Asri Nashim, that's the first parak. Good. Ketza, so now we're going to start talking about the last woman that was mentioned in the first Mishnah, number 15. Ketzad Eishes Achav Shalei Balamu. Explain to me the case. What's the Gemara bothered by? Usually, you have cases where all the other cases of the Mishnah were, you have an erva to the brother, to Reuven. It's Reuven's daughter, it's Reuven's mother-in-law, it's Reuven's wife's sister, whatever it is. So it's clear it's usher to him and not to his brother. But Eishes Achav Shalei Balamu, isn't that a case where, you know, maybe there would be usher equally to both brothers? So what's the case where it's usher to one and not to the other? So the following case, Shnei Achim, Meisechan, Mehem, you have Reuven and Shimon, one of them dies, V'nola Lahemach, and then after Reuven dies, Levi, a third brother, is born, while the Reuven's wives are waiting to do Yibum. V'nola Lahemach, V'acharkach, Yimah Sheni Yasei Shizachiv, and then Shimon comes along and does Yibum, after he has a new brother, V'beisa, then Shimon dies. So Rishona, the original woman, the wife that had been Reuven's wife, and now is Shimon's wife, Yotza Mishamesh Zachav Shalaya Balamo, she goes free because she's this Ptur, Eish Zachiv, that's learned out from a Pasuk, Vashnia, and the other wife of Shimon, that was a law that died now, once Levi was born, Mishum Sarasa, that's the Tsara of Eish Zachav Shalaya Balamo. Asaba Maimar Vemes, we'll get to this more in the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if Shimon only did Maimar and then he died, so then we don't say the women go scot-free. Why? The original woman who was Eishach HaShalei Balamo, the original woman who was the wife of Reuven and now was the wife of Shimon with a Maimar, she doesn't do anything, because that's Eishach HaShalei Balamo for Levi. But the tzara has to. Why? Because Maimar, as we mentioned in Agdama, is some type of kiddushin for a yavam, a machlokas daraisa derabanan, which we'll get to, but it's a semi-marriage, but not full. But because it's only a semi-marriage, maybe they're not married. And therefore, there is a zika. So as about Maimar v'meis, shnia choletzas lomas yabemes. That's why the second wife has to do chalitza and not yibam. Good. So what's the source? Yachtav. The word yachtav together. That's what excludes. Says the Gemara, you need a mucker for this? You need a mucker that it doesn't have a zika liyibum? Let's think about this for a minute. Delokane, that's the Yerushalmi's way of saying to inlokane. Well, without this pasuk, ma'an and amrin, what would we say without the pasuk? Meis below banim. Let's say a man dies without children and without brothers. Without children, without brothers. So the wife goes and gets married. And what happens if later on her father-in-law has another son? Right? Maybe this woman should never better get remarried. Shema Yolad Aviv Ben. Maybe the father will have another son. And now there's a brother. Would we say that? No, of course not. Me'ata afilu mesa imo. And even if the mother of the one who died dies, that doesn't matter because it's all about the father. Maybe he'll get remarried. And they have a paternal brother for the dead one. Right? So according to this whole thing, if you're telling me that there's no halacha, there's no exclusion, then you have this chash, and therefore if that's true, then the Yomar Karaya, the Pasuk should say, when it says the Yedu Yibum, Uven Uv'av Elo. The only time that there won't be a chash is if the dead husband's father was also dead, because then there's never going to be another paternal brother. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah doesn't say Av Einlo. It just says Ben Einlo, which is Mashma. Even if there is an Av, it's going to be Mutter for her to marry out. So if that's true, then that's already the Makar that Eishazach V'Lei Balamo doesn't have a Zika Liyibum. So again, what do you need Yachta for? So says the Gemara, it must be for this case. Ela Kanan and Kaimin, why do you need makar for this case, kishemeis vihiniach es ishto mu'uberes, right? Or as imo mu'uberes. The case is, again, where a man dies and his mother, meaning the Yavama's mother-in-law, is now pregnant with a brother. So what would you say there? Shalo Tamar, you would, so that you don't say, Ilu meis v'niach es ishto mu'uberes, if a man dies and his wife is pregnant, then for sure we wait. Shema ina tzricha lahamtin, v'leidim mekayama hu, v'imeno mekayama. Do you say you don't have to wait? But this woman can't remarry right away. She's pregnant. And if it's a bar kayama, if the child is a bar kayama, then she's going to be free. And if she's not a bar kayama, then she's going to need yimur chalitza. So there you have to wait. So would you say you have to wait here too? You're waiting to see if the mother has another son who's a brother to the dead one. Would you have to wait? That's what I would have thought. Because there, just like you have to wait for the Yavama who's pregnant, maybe you have to wait for the mother-in-law who's pregnant. Lufum Kain, that's why the Torah says Yachtav. In that case, you don't have to wait. Lufum Kain, Sorachmimer Yachtav, Pralei Shazachav, Shlohi Balamo. In that case, you don't have to wait. Right, because the brothers did not overlap, and there would not be any Zika in that case. Okay, these are all big topics in Yevamos, but Baruch Hashem, we got to where we are, and Baruch Hashem, we will continue next time.